Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of La Vie en Rosé. This will be a weekly podcast with new episodes every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each episode, we'll sit down with a glass of wine and kind of just reflect on the week, whether that be life or pop culture or basically just anything I want to talk about. But for the first episode, I figured I'd give you guys a little background information on me, a little bit about me, and what inspired me to start this podcast. But I guess the first thing we should do is probably pour a glass of wine. So today we're going to drink rosé, obviously, in honor of the name of the podcast. I have Stella Rosa, but the Ruby Rosé grapefruit flavor. I think my one friend Deanna and I had tried this before back at the Philadelphia Flower Show. So I live in the Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. Ooh, fizzy. And basically every year there's a flower show and the Wine and Spirits has a little beer and wine tasting garden that you can get tickets to. So we did that like 2019, or actually I think we did it 2020, right before the pandemic kind of shut everything down. And one of the wines that I got to taste was the Ruby Rose Grapefruit. And it was like my favorite because not only is it a rosé, but it's also like semi-sweet. Because you know how you can get those dry rosés? This is more of like a sweet grapefruit one. So I'm really excited to have this. I haven't had this since probably that day back in early 2020. So I finally found it on the shelf. So I thought I'd treat myself in honor of the first episode of the new podcast. So yeah, here's some wine pouring ASMR. And yes, we're filling the entire glass. I did not remember this being like sparkly, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, cheers, y'all. Really refreshing. All right, so for those of you who don't know me personally, my name is Kimberly. I am 27. I'm currently a full-time healthcare worker. I do have two dogs, so if you hear movement or walking around in the background, that's probably who it is. I have an Akita Husky mix named Diesel, and I also have a Shepherd Husky mix, and his name is Loki, and he definitely lives up to his name. But yeah, we're definitely an animal lover, definitely a dog person. I love wine, obviously. And like I said before, I live in the Philadelphia area. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. As far as like my hobbies go, I kind of dabble in a lot of different things. First off, right off the bat, I started an online boutique back in August of 2020. It's called Kiwi. We'll call it like my little quarantine project, if you will. While some people were exercising and like bettering their physical health, I kind of just went and started an online boutique. It is called Kiwi. The website is kiwionlinestore.com. A little shameless plug there. And yeah, I also like dabble in YouTube a little bit. Not anything crazy. It's mostly for fun. I mostly post like vlogs and like days in my life, you know, videos that I like to watch. So I don't know. I'm the main character in my own mind. So I'm also a frequent guest on the Down in 30 podcast, which is run by my good friend Beth. If you aren't already subscribed to it, you definitely should. And by definitely, I mean subscribe right now. All right, y'all are going to have to bear with me and my rookie editing, at least for the first episode. But I know what you're thinking. Why start a podcast, right? Well, honestly, I never thought that I would start my own podcast. You know, last year I had a lot of fun being a routine guest on the Down and 30 podcast. I was busy with work. I was busy with school. I was trying to get my boutique off the ground, which, you know, we'll probably get into all of that stuff in a future episode. But yeah, I was having like a lot of fun just being a guest on a podcast. I didn't think I would do one where I was the sole, you know, host. But the idea had been presented to me by like a couple different people. And the idea was there. I just didn't want to do anything with it. And then finally, for my birthday this year, which was in March, my mom got me a nice microphone as a birthday present. And so then I was like, you know what? Like, YOLO, right? I have the supplies that I need. I kind of have an idea on how podcasts work. So why not just run with it? You know, it's what we do as millennials. We drink our wine. We have our podcasts. We eat our avocado toast, right? And here we are, season one, episode one. I don't know how many episodes this is going to be, honestly, but I do have a lot of exciting topics planned. You know, topics will range anywhere from life to friendships to pop culture. I may touch on some social issues. I don't want to be too controversial or too political on here, but you know, at the same time, nothing is off the table. We will cover it all. And I will have some guests, and my guests may be unfiltered, but that's what we like. We like an unfiltered, honest conversation, right? I'll still be featured on the Down and 30 podcast, I'm sure, and Beth will probably be on my podcast as well. So I'll make sure to keep y'all updated whenever, you know, I'm over there. But make sure that you follow me on Instagram. It is XO_Kimmy_XO. And I'll be there. That's where I'm most active. You know, I'll be posting, you know, questions and polls over there just based on whatever the topic is of the week, just so that I could get y'all's opinion as well. That way it's not like a one-sided conversation. Granted, we'll have some guests, but on the days where it's just me talking into the microphone, I want to kind of have a balance of like what I think, but also what you guys think too, because that's what this is. This is a conversation. And obviously, if there are any topics specifically you would like me to talk about, you can always DM me over there on Instagram. And yeah, I'm really excited for all that season one has to offer. This episode is probably going to be a short one. It is Friday, and I don't like to talk about myself, honestly. But aside from that, it's also the newest episode is premiering The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And if y'all know me, you know I am a Marvel stan. I've been a diehard fan since the beginning. So, you know, I take it seriously. So I want to make sure that I have time to edit this and, you know, get it posted by 8 o'clock. Because I want to start off on the right foot, right? We want to start off on schedule. But yeah, make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. That way you never miss an episode. And I will see you all next week for episode 2.